And during the break, Farmer Greg has confirmed the top four citrus-producing states in order: California, Florida, Texas, and Arizona. And in this segment on our talking points, we're going to talk about what your favorite things to grow and size management, which is key because, you know, when we think trees, everyone automatically thinks big, but that's not always what you want in your citrus.
Or really or any of your other fruit trees. Really encourage people to do is to keep trees a manageable size for themselves. Now, the nice thing, as I mentioned in the last segment, is the citrus can get bigger and we can pick them with the citrus picker. But if you have a, say, a peach tree that's 25 feet tall, that peach at the top of the peach tree is bird food. so we've taken a lot of information from Dave Wilson Nursery out of Northern California. They do deciduous trees and they do a lot of work around backyard orchard culture, or keeping your trees small. To do that, it's a function of pruning them. So there's two big reasons actually why we want to keep our trees small. First of all, they're easy to manage. If you want to net your tree, if you have an 8 foot tall tree, it's easy to throw tulle over it, T-U-L-L-E. Never use bird netting. Bird netting does two things really well. It tangles with the tree and it kills birds. So if you're going to net a tree, you want to use something called tulle, T-U-L-L-E. It's what they sell in fabric stores for bridal veils and tutus. So tree management is better if you keep the tree small. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the successive ripening. A standard size fruit tree could easily be, of all the ones that we've talked about today, could easily be 30 foot wide and 20 to 30 feet tall for citrus and deciduous and apples and pears and all of, you know, all of those. And that footprint is a huge footprint. And if you have a peach tree in your yard that's 20 foot diameter and 20 foot tall, you're going to get hundreds of pounds of peaches all at once off of that tree. That's just going to make a mess in your yard. You're not going to be able to harvest them all. By keeping them small down to about 8 feet, in that same space, in that same footprint of a standard size tree, you can put 3 to 6 small trees, which ripen at different times and give you a lot of, a lot of variety of fruit over the course of months rather than over the course of, a few weeks in the case of peaches, a month or so in the case of apples, and as we've said, with citrus, you know, over months. So that's the reason really to keep the trees small, is for successive ripening and being able to manage them.
And kept smaller, does that save me water as well?
Probably a little bit. But if you have 6 trees in the same footprint as one tree, it's going to use the same amount of water.
Sure. That makes sense. And one of the, it's hard to get over mentally, but those trees at 8 feet are still going to produce more fruit than you probably can eat. You would need a household of many to be able to consume it all and not have any left over.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, over the years in my gardening experience, I've discovered something. You know, this notion of lack, of not having enough? In my humble opinion, there's only one place on the planet that notion lives, and that's between our ears. Because when I go out to my yard and see the amazing abundance out there, it's mind-blowing. You know, hundreds of pounds of apples every year, hundreds of pounds of peaches every year, and apricots and citrus and seeds. You know, when carrots go to seeds, one carrot seed head can have 1,000 seeds on it. So there's this amazing amount of abundance that lives in our garden that feeds us, literally feeds us.
And that's what we're here to do with Farmer Greg, is help take advantage of that abundance and turn it into our own food supply and our own little urban farm. And you don't need a lot of land. Farmer Greg's on a third of an acre, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And what are those dimensions? You always seem to have them right off the top of your head.
There you go. 80 by 160 is my lot. And it is flood irrigated. And if you don't have that much, a friend of mine on her back patio has a 200 square foot back patio, has a nice Trevita orange on it that makes her an abundance of of Trevita oranges every year. Remember, I said 200 square feet. So she has a standard size Trevita on her backyard, in her backyard, and gardens in 200 square feet. So she is, you know, she's raising a lot of food in that space.
And there really is no limitation. Even a lot of these new apartment condominiums, duplexes, whatever you want to call them, that are going up, have patio gardens. And not all of them are edibles. A lot of them, you see, they're like succulents and Desert Southwest type plants. But there's, you could have the third story of a patio apartment and still have, you know, an herb garden out there.
Absolutely. And here's a hint for anybody, if you're out looking for a place and it's a condo or like that, and you want to have a garden, make sure that your patio that you want to grow on faces east or south. If it faces west, it's going to be way too hot and it's going to cook. And if it faces north, you're not going to get enough sunlight. So if you're specifically interested in gardening and are looking at a condo or a apartment or townhome, you want a eastern facing, so it gets sun in the morning, or a southern facing back patio. And that's, you know, there's your bonus round.
We'll come back and talk about planting success with citrus with Farmer Greg right after this.